Drake and Scott with Ziggy on RadioSlot.com. Welcome to the show. We are finally all three of us back together after almost a month now of being separated.
Reunited.
Because somebody got sick and
so good.
Couldn't show up and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Some of us are lame.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. To my left and your right is Ziggy.
Hey.
And why don't we start by reading an ad? Who wants to do it? Okay, I will. Rising, I got two ads, actually. Rising electricity prices are becoming increasingly ridiculous. Regain control over your energy costs by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776. For a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Dial 925-791-1776 and start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott referred you. Also, it's a new year. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. That seems to be a theme. Are you ready to make a lasting impression on the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. Webpage design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB at jbwebdesdesign.com. That's JAYBEEJBWebDesign.com and refresh your website today. Don't forget to tell them Drake and Scott sent you. Okay, now we can talk about other things.
Do we do our intro?
No, we should do that.
There you go.
Okay, so what kind of intro do you want to do?
Drake and Scott, coast to coast, worldwide.
That intro. See, it's been so long that I forget the basics.
Come on, man. We got the band back together.
That's right. Okay, Drake and Scott, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on the show. If you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some very good crazy on the ways today. I almost yelled at another old lady. And I know Scott has a couple things. Ziggy, you have at least one thing, right? Who wants to go first?
I my crazy on the way this morning. It's Jack in the Box.
Okay, tell us about it.
Now, usually I won't name the mention places unless they're paying us. But this morning I went through junk food in the drive-thru. There's something amazing about it, right? But when you can go order, pay, get your stuff, and then be on your way in less than 3 minutes, I just got to give it up to my local Jack in the Box.
And okay.
My little sausage egg thing. And
right on.
Life is good.
And they did your coffee well today.
They did. The coffee was good. It's crazy. It's crazy. On the way here, I had a great experience at Jack in the Box. Who knew?
Well, they usually
never could have predicted that.
They usually do pretty well. Of course, I don't drink coffee, so I've never tried their coffee. But,
anyways, I'm in a good mood.
All right, very good.
Ziggy, how much sick is crazy?
But hash browns are always good too.
I hear. I've never tried them. So
you've never had a hash brown?
No, I've never had a Jack in the Box hash brown. So I don't know if those are good or
pretty,
not.
They're pretty good.
Right. Oh yeah, no, that's
next, something to try.
Okay. Next level.
Well, maybe next week.
Next week.
So Ziggy, what did you experience today? Or do you have something from leftover from a month ago that you never got to talk about because you haven't been here?
Story, yes. My crazy in the middle of the night, huh? Yes, my son coming up to my door at 2:30 a.m. Christmas Eve morning, expecting a place to stay.
Now, what is he doing that he's out till 2:30 in the morning?
Being a teenager.
Oh, well, okay. Oddly, that explains everything.
Yeah, he got denied.
Oh, okay.
He got denied.
So you made him sleep on the porch or on a bench or?
Yeah, he does this fun thing where he actually climbs into the laundry rooms.
Oh my gosh! Okay, because I used to live where you in the complex you live in. I remember the laundry rooms in the back of the building. Yeah,
that's his go to.
Oh my goodness.
I caught him in there one morning, actually, and he's laying across both machines.
Wow.
It's like, all right.
What if one of your neighbors has to go in there early and sees this? What happens?
I'm still waiting for that day.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind.
You know, I got one of those, too.
Okay.
Sneaks in the house, finds a way to sneak in, you know, get in, sleep in an inappropriate place, eat my food, make a mess. At my house, we call them rats.
So. Making it rain.
Yeah. Actually, Scott's third tea today, brought to you by Terminator. I got a Terminator at my house today.
To get rid of the rats.
Yes.
I overheard some of the phone call. There's like three in the garage or three in the attic and four in the garage or...
Oh, yeah. It's going to be rat Armageddon.
All right.
It's going to be glorious.
What you really need is a cat.
No.
Get a cat and they'll eat all the rats.
No. Yeah. There's nothing good about
it. You can borrow one of mine.
Your cat love is insane.
Okay. Well, for my crazy on the way, I almost yelled at an old lady. There is a three-way stop around the corner from the house. And as I stopped my car there today, I looked. There was nobody. I started to go. Around the corner comes this elderly lady, and she barely slows down. She goes over the white line. I'm looking at her like, you know, hey, it's called a stop sign. And she gives me a dirty look, and I give her a dirty look, and I make the turn. And it was just like, you know, old bat needs to be in a home. But, you know, no blows were exchanged this time.
Not touching that one.
Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty. Correcting old ladies one at a time.
Well, you know, they find me somehow. I don't go out in search of them. They just tend to gravitate toward me, and then I have to yell. So it's
you're a chick magnet,
right?
Well,
wrong kind of chick.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, you know, it's just like, you know. But no, that's that. And then during the drive here, I wound up behind a car that had a license plate frame, and it said, "I won this car on The Price is Right," and it was a Toyota Yaris. And I'm like,
that's not a win.
Exactly. I was like, I wouldn't be advertising that you won. You know, it's bad enough you have to drive it. Don't tell everybody where you got it.
Should get him a new license plate cover that says, "This is my punishment."
It's my punishment from The Price is Right.
Yeah, that's
Price is Wrong.
Yeah, no, finish it. Finish the quote. No.
This is a semi-family show.
All right. Well, we have a couple of things. Now, I didn't add anything new today unless you want to talk about Texas and football, which we probably should.
Well, we do have to cover the coming Super Bowl.
Yeah. But there's
leading up to it.
Right. And then we have a lot of leftovers. Hertz done with electric cars. They're selling them off. YouTube messing with your computer if you have an ad block. Obese social media influencers all dropping dead. All kinds of stuff to talk about.
We have some upset Native Americans.
Yeah, they don't want us flying to the moon for some reason. And, so then we got enough to talk about here. So I hear there was a football game yesterday.
There were two, Brian.
There were two. Okay. I only watched part of one. And, of course, this is going to air on Radio Slot on Saturday, so it's a week. It's going to be a week after the game. I'm sure everybody will still be excited, but we record this on Monday, so it's current right now. So what is everybody's thoughts?
We only watched part of a game?
I only watched part of the game.
Yeah, so did the Detroit Lions. Okay. They only watched part of the game. They watched the whole second half. Seriously.
Well, yeah, because the Niners were behind and they didn't catch up till the third quarter, right?
No, they caught up in the third quarter.
In the third quarter, okay.
They had Detroit had a 17-point lead going to the half. All my Niner buddy fans are texting me like the world's over, they're all depressed, blah, blah, blah. It's great. Third quarter starts, and the Niners showed up in Detroit. I think they stayed in the locker room.
Okay.
The Niners scored, I think, 17 points in the third quarter to tie the game. Wow. Went ahead in the fourth quarter, and Detroit tried. I think they scored one touchdown in the whole second half. Ended up losing 34-31. It was close. Oh, it was close.
Yeah.
Only because of the first half.
Yeah.
They watched the whole second half. Mm-hmm. And the Niners, they could do nothing wrong. And Taylor Swift's boyfriend, he kind of went off. He had a really good game.
Now, he played in the first game, not the there were two games yesterday.
He was the first game. Okay. Yeah, they were both great games to watch. So, Niners are happy. The Chiefs are happy. It's kind of weird. They're both red teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have an all red Super Bowl.
Well, I'm sure the Niners will break out their day glow green or whatever their alternate uniform is.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
There is.
Seeing red or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another joke going around that there is a conspiracy theory involving Taylor Swift and the NFL. This from Rolling Stone. Right wingers say Super Bowl is rigged so Taylor Swift can endorse Joe Biden. The op-ed from Nikki Ramirez.
That is shameless clickbait.
Yeah. Well, just let me read some of it here. Taylor Swift has shattered virtually every major record in the music industry, blah, 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 and she's breaking the brains of right wingers. For months now, the digital fever swamps have been fuming over everything and anything Swift-related, her popularity, her tour success, and her appearance at NFL games. There's a long-standing conspiracy theory around the NFL's script writing for football seasons, and now the right is claiming Swift's involvement with Kelce as part of a deep state plot to gin up support for President Joe Biden in the 2024 election.
I'm not sure even she could save him.
Yeah, well, but then who does she really influence, though? Her audience isn't old enough to vote. Most of her audience, right? I mean, she.
I think you're way off there.
You think so?
Yeah, like half the moms in the world are in love with her and their kids. And
yeah, well, the moms are probably going to vote Democrat anyway. So why does it matter?
She might have as many followers as the whole NFL combined.
I see.
What was that crazy number? The first half of her tour cleared like $4 billion.
It was a significant amount of money. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a prediction. I bet you this Super Bowl is the most watched event of all time.
But will it be because of her or because
she definitely is going to influence this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All her fans are going to watch, all the KC fans, the Niner fans. It's made for TV for sure.
Okay. That's the other part of the conspiracy, that she's there to draw in viewers because ratings over the last few Super Bowls have been pretty low.
Dropping.
They've been maybe low. They're not in any kind of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You have the defending champions from last year's Super Bowl. They might be, if they win, they'll be the first team to repeat since the Patriots way back.
Yeah.
And then you got the 49ers for this amazing comeback story with the quarterback was the last pick in the draft when he was drafted. And I think everybody in the NFL makes more money than him because he got the lowest contract of all time,
right?
Probably.
Well,
they call him Mr. Irrelevant. And yesterday he just put on a show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that'll change very quickly.
So it's going to be an amazing matchup. We'll see.
All right.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to watch.
I'll probably watch too. I won't watch the commercials because they've been pretty lame the last couple of years, so I'll probably actually watch the game. My wife is the second biggest 49er fan that I know. She'll be in her Niner pajamas and screaming at the TV. And I mean, that was the house all day yesterday. It was go, 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 get him, get him, get him. And blah, 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 you know, all of her cheering and yelling. She's on the couch with the blanket. She's going, yay. And, you know, when my wife is watching football, just get out of the room. I go out on the porch and smoke cigars and that's the only time she doesn't get on my back about it. It's like, how many are you smoking? It's like, well, I got to wait till the game's over, so it's at least two. You know, so you can't cross in front of the TV because you'll block the view. Don't talk to her. You know, she'll get her own snacks, thanks. And it's just, yeah, so it's you know, when the game's on, it gets loud. And oddly enough, though, she leaves me alone for, you know,
a little bit.
4 hours or however long the game is going. And then the rest of the night, I get to hear about how great the game was. And so-and-so did this, and then they did this, and they haven't done this since 19 blah, blah, blah. And Joe Montana was there, and she's just, anyway. It is nice to see her get excited about something because she is so low-key about everything else. It's like, you know, just football's the only time where she really gets animated. The rest of the time, she's just quiet and stoic, and it's just, you know. Anyway.
She's tempered.
I guess, yeah. Well, we are up on a break, and we might as well take it 5 seconds early.
Back after this?
Sure. Drake and Scott with Ziggy back with you on Radioslot.com.
Have you witnessed the prices and energy costs. It's crazy. It's out of control. You take charge of your energy expenses with transitioning to solar power. Connect with Alex Garnfield, 925-791-1776. Get a free consultation and a quote. No strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your 6-month start. And you can put money back in your own pocket. 925-791-1776. And remember to mention Ziggy.
Just Ziggy?
Yeah, tell them Drake and Scott sent you, but mention Ziggy.
Okay.
Right? Never forget your Ziggy. Get your Zig on. I need my earphones louder a little bit.
Get Ziggy with it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Very good. Embark on a digital transformation with JB Web Design. That's JAYBEE. If you need a website upgrade, look no further. Our expert team of specialists in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. From captivating web page design and seamless WordPress theme customization to optimized SEO strategies, we ensure your online presence leaves a lasting impression. Contact us at jb@jbwebdesign.com. That's JAYBEE for a free consultation and quote. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott sent you. Let JB Web Design be your partner in refreshing your website and unlocking new possibilities in the digital realm. I don't understand a word I just said.
Which means it must be legit. He must know what he's talking about.
WordPress theme customization, optimized SEO. I don't get it. All I know is
stuff.
The fellow who owns the company, his name's Jerome, old high school friend of mine, designed my own website, briandrakebooks.com. So he does do very good work. So I can highly recommend him.
Can he insert a third T for my name?
You really want the third T on the logo?
I want my third T. I was noticing even in the ads that we've been reading, the third T was left out.
Okay. I will talk to Stephanie, is our graphic designer. I will talk to her.
I'm dropping third T's everywhere.
Okay. We will get the third T in there. And maybe that will help get us some extra eyeballs on the searches. And
if it's a space issue, I can give up a G to get an extra T.
There you go.
No, it's not a space issue.
Hey, you know what else has a third T?
What?
Our email address.
DrakeandScott3T@gmail.com. Do we have any emails?
DrakeandScott@gmail.com.
Yeah. Have you checked the email box lately?
I have checked. We're email free today.
Oh, okay.
So send us an email. Give us a topic. Give us a challenge.
Yes,
a bet contest we can do.
Yeah, topic, a bet. Yeah, we need to come up with another bet. Because after I lost the Trump bet, we are bet-less right now.
There you go. We could not mention Sleepy Joe. See who mentioned Sleepy Joe for the first time.
Talk about him much anyway. So, what? I mean, it would just be...
When you talk about him, you get what we just got, radio silence.
Exactly. So, I mean, it would just be business as usual if we don't talk about him.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be a hard year to leave him out with the presidential election.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's Donald Trump and the other guy.
The participation award winner.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Hertz. They're getting rid of their electric cars. Hertz made a splash in 2021 when it announced they would buy 100,000 Tesla Model 3 sedans. 6 months later, the rail car company said it would buy 65,000 Polestars over 5 years. And it appeared the EV transition was about to sweep the rental car market. No longer the case. Hertz now says they're selling 20,000 of its EVs and replacing them with fossil fuel powered vehicles.
Is that because they didn't want to use the word gas?
I guess. Who is this? This is from TechCrunch, and I'm already rolling my eyes into the back of my head here. Another sign of EV momentum slowing, perhaps, but it's more likely a precautionary tale of how businesses should assess new markets and how not to introduce new products to your consumers. So basically, a lot of they were confused about maintenance, or not confused, but taken by surprise by the maintenance, the drop in value of the cars, and some other things. That's the official line. I think they realize this stuff really doesn't work as well as advertised, especially in cold climates. And this was, it might be good for the environment, but we're upsetting a lot of customers because they're getting stuck. And I think it's a comedy skit is what I think it is.
Yeah, how many times have they had to send out a service tech to show somebody how to turn the car on or plug it in? Or,
oh, yeah, or fix a problem because it won't start, and what are you going to do, reboot your car? You know,
I can't turn off the seat heater.
The only time, you know, renting gas cars when we go see my wife's family in Texas, we've never had a problem except until one time we got a nail in the tire because my wife's father-in-law lives out in the boondocks. And so we had to call for a truck to come out and fix it. And they sent someone out and went away, and it was super easy. But you know, but that's old tech. You know, to have to deal with the new stuff, I wonder how many hours it took to get things going again. I mean, because nothing is foolproof, and if it can be, if you put somebody, hand somebody something, they will find a way to screw it up. So I can only imagine how those who are not tech inclined, such as myself, would. Jam up a Tesla and make it not go.
Right? Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy. Yeah.
To mess it up.
And you speak from experience?
I drove a Tesla for a day once. It was glorious. But the guy who I borrowed the car from, he took me through this whole little training for a while and had to figure it out.
How long did the training take to learn how to drive a car?
I was like 10 minutes. Oh, okay. It's just knowing like which switches do what, because you want to be able to actually drive, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're coming through a rental car place and they just hand you the key and say, oh, your car's over there, mm-hmm. you know, space number 57, yeah, whatever, you get in the car and you've never been in an electric car before.
Right.
I get messed up on some of the fossil fuel rental cars because I don't, every once in a while, there's a little bit of a learning curve on some of those. Mm-hmm.
But it's basic enough technology that it's easy to figure out.
For most.
Yeah, most is key.
The Tesla is easier to drive
than a
traditional car once you get in it.
I see. The only time I've been in a Tesla is with an Uber, and I was expecting a much more comfortable ride. It was bouncy and rough, and it's like, well, this is like my car. this is no upgrade. Anyway. You guys been on YouTube lately? No, I guess not. Okay.
No.
So YouTube has declared war on ad blockers. They want people to sign up for their premium service or run their ads because they're hurting for money. And now they are, if you have a browser such as the Brave browser that I'm using right now that has a built-in ad block, they are messing with it to...
slow it down?
No, to make your CPU run more and run hotter. And it's... Yeah, so and then it's delaying the website layout and everything like here. I'll just read from the article from this one particular website called Tom's Guide. If I can clear the pop-up. Here we go. It's no secret that Google has declared war on ad blockers, and the new year has only brought even more reports of annoying delays for YouTube users with ad blockers enabled. And it's... recent reports of users experiencing loading delays on YouTube are unrelated to our ad blocker detection efforts, which is not what I've heard. Users have speculated that the issue stems from an artificial timeout written within YouTube's code, which slows down the video player in much the same way as it would when interfacing with a laggy internet connection. They want you to view the ads or buy their service, so they're going to mess with your experience until you cave in. I'm not caving in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Watch the 5 seconds and skip.
No, not even that. I'm running Brave, and I'm not going to get ads at all. I will. It's only affecting desktops, by the way. It doesn't seem to affect the laptop here. But if I run it on the desktop at home, then yeah, I got to wait a few extra seconds, and maybe. Not all the comments load right away. I don't get the shuffle feature for my liked videos, and they're just trying to be annoying.
I run an Apple, and I...
And you don't have any of this, so really you have no have idea what I'm talking problems. About.
No, it's... I mean, it was, 15 years ago or more, maybe 20 years ago, figured out that if you have Apple products, you're not susceptible to all the viruses and people messing with your software, and I haven't had any of those problems. I love it.
Okay. Well,
I want to get the man out of my electrical devices.
Oh, so you buy an Apple. Okay. Well, That part's debatable, but the rest of it is not. There's often been a theory that, you know, Bill Gates and Microsoft create the viruses that they then send out to the computer so then they can sell you the yep. patch. And yep. anyway.
Oh, are you saying that companies have an intrinsic bias as to why they do things?
Yeah.
For their own self-interest?
Yeah.
This is new ground, Brian.
No, it's not.
Wow.
No, it isn't.
Breaking news. Yeah. This just yeah. in. Bias.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everyone should have to take a college course, the introductory class to psychology, where they learn about bias.
Okay.
There were so many great concepts in that class. They're just true about life.
Right on.
There is always bias. And if you can figure that out and just accept it, then it's just a matter of figuring out what the bias is.
Mm.
There's always self-interest. There's always some kind of manipulation. It's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's follow the money.
Right.
Somebody's getting paid for something, and that's why they do it.
Of course. And hence, you know, Bill Gates selling the service to fix a problem that he causes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's another fact of life. We're up on a break. So back after this. Greg and Scott back with you on Radioslot.com. Got some more football stuff to talk about, or at least Scott has a football joke or something.
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
I will watch it, yeah. Because that's the, you know.
What about you, Ziggy?
Yeah, check it out.
Like the whole thing, you're going to watch it front to back and the whole thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, that is the one game I watch beginning to end, because it usually, you know, you're usually at a party and it's usually a festive atmosphere and it's nice to be a part of that as usual, or be a part of that every year, make it a tradition.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry, Brian. I'm about the commercials.
Oh, just, well, let Scott finish his thought. Oh, wait, the football commercials.
Yeah.
I thought you meant our commercials.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just one second. So go ahead and finish your thought.
Why? I think it's going to be the most watched, and I think it should have a new name.
Okay.
The Swiftie Bowl.
Oh, God.
I mean, I kind of say that in a funny way, and kind of don't. It's.
I will. Let's see.
I think she's going to have that much influence that we're going to have.
I think you're not going to be the only one saying that.
Yeah.
So at some point before or during the game, it's going to be referred to as that.
Yeah.
So.
Taylor made me. She made me say it.
There was a meme I saw. It's like I had a suit that needed some work. And I only had 10 minutes, so I called Taylor Swift.
No.
Never mind. Oh, wow. I thought it was hilarious, but okay. Ziggy, why don't you read an ad for us?
All right. Hey, escalating electricity costs got you down?
Yes.
Seize control of your energy bills by making the switch to solar power.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Act now, 925-791-1776, and begin saving money. Let them know Ziggy sent you.
Oh, just... okay.
And Drake and Scott.
That's right.
Well, and Taylor Swift.
With three T's.
Step into a new year with JB Web Design, your gateway to a digital makeover. Ready for a website that makes a lasting impact? JB Web Design specializes in creating visually striking and highly functional websites customized to your unique needs. Whether it's captivating web page design, seamless WordPress theme customization, or optimizing SEO for maximum visibility, our expert team has you covered. Reach out for a complimentary consultation and quote via email at jbjaybee@jbwebdesign.com. And for an extra touch, mention Drake and Scott for exclusive offers. Let JB Web Design be the catalyst for rejuvenating your online presence and opening doors to new possibilities in the digital landscape. All right.
What are we listening to in the background?
Whatever's playing. Hang on. It is a Modern Talking is the band. Sherry Sherry Lady is the song. It's an 80s new wave hit, and your life is incomplete until you've heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My life's complete now because I heard it now?
You heard part of it. You haven't heard the whole thing. You haven't had the whole immersive experience.
Ooh.
All right.
Mercer. He's using big words.
Big five and $10 words, yeah. Well, a story we've been teasing several times now, and we never seem to have time to get to it. But four social media influencers were swept up in a movement that claims obesity is perfectly healthy. According, this is from the Daily Mail. The tragic truth is they've all died under the age of 45. So, yeah.
And what kind of influencers are they, Brian?
They were social media influencers, and I know this is your usual.
Red button. Did you mention what keeps four of them related?
Well, yeah, they're all huge, and they're all of the opinion that it doesn't matter if you're obese, you can still be healthy. And their videos showed them eating copious amounts of junk food and talking about how it doesn't affect me, you know, let's eat some more. And then, and now they've all passed away from, you know, heart issues. And I mean,
wow,
I
talked about junk food.
No, I know. And it's like, now
here's, and I'm good size.
Huh?
And I'm good size.
Well, right. I mean, that's why I'm avoiding the jokes because.
Wait, am I a fat person influencer?
No,
on social media, I am.
I don't know about that, but
I'm over 45 though, so I break the rule.
Okay, but yeah, and you're not dead. But no, I'm avoiding the usual cheap jokes because I'm the last person that should point to anybody and say, "Hey, look at the Chonkosaurus Rex over here," because my doctor, every year I go in for my physical, my doctor's like, okay, you know, lose weight, quit smoking, and check your nuts for lumps. That's her mantra. And every year I tell her two out of three ain't bad. And I let you pick the two.
Ew.
what bothers me about this is that, yeah, there is, now some will say that the fat positive movement or whatever it is that they say, it's like, we want to, go against the grain of the fad diets and things like that and skinny culture. And it's like, okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense because, yeah, there's always a new diet being advertised. Most of it's crap. And, but you're not obligated to be swept up in that. You know, you're not obligated to pay attention to any new diet. There are established ways to eat healthy that have worked for hundreds of years.
How are the healthy eating influencers doing? Are they?
I don't know if there are.
Are they
any.
Dying off?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, no, there's tons of people out there okay. talking about eating natural foods and
okay, well,
getting rid of processed stuff and
well, they're
exercising, drinking water.
They're not getting the media attention.
Getting your rest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds awfully boring. It sounds a whole lot more fun.
It's not exciting, but it works.
A big bowl full of ice cream and then keel over from a coronary.
Here's what I know: when I start getting bigger, my body starts sending me messages. I don't need an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
My body shames me.
How?
Oh, I get more tired. I'm more grumpy. I get headaches. I can't sleep. You know, those are the ones that I can mention on air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to your body. Your body will tell you what's good and what's not.
Well,
what's
yeah. Working and the upshot of these folks in their videos was like, we can do anything and we're still beautiful. And it's like, well, the tragedy is you're. They've experienced what we've known for a long time now, is that you can't feed your body junk and expect it to thrive. And I don't understand why, you know, the culture seems to want to go in that direction now and claim that unhealthy is healthy. I mean, does that make any sense?
It absolutely does, if you recognize the bias.
Okay, explain the bias.
All these junk food companies make money by selling worthless stuff for cheap prices, so it's less expensive than protein or something that's actually good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you buy it, they make a crud load of money, they advertise more, and then you can get it through the drive through. And you know, when you walk through to checkout,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing healthy.
No, it's all
the grab stuff.
It's candy, it's bubble gum, and
chips,
Slim Jims,
and sugar and drinks, and all this garbage.
Actually, those Slim Jims are health food, right, Ziggy?
Yes,
yeah.
Do you remember when
need a little excitement?
Randy Macho Man yeah. Savage was yeah. doing the Slim Jim
snapping
commercial.
To a Slim Jim, yeah. Who's gonna forget that?
He's so great.
Ooh yeah.
So we interrupted your train of thought, Scott. You were talking about bias and checkout lines, and
because people are making money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
People are making money off of me being unhealthy and dying.
Not just the junk food companies, but then the medical complex. The medical food industrial complex, you want to call it that?
Yeah, sell you more drugs and give you more treatments, and you sign up for more services. Join a health club so you can work out. Join a specialty powdered drink mix thing, and then you got to buy the blender to mix it.
Okay, well, now you're speaking from your own experience, because I've never done. Have you? Yeah, I didn't think so.
No experience there. I saw that one coming from a mile away. I'm not buying some random powder you mix with water and then.
Oh, okay. So you
that's going to be my diet now?
So that was a 2 a.m. home shopping club viewing TV thing you were watching?
There's only one thing I do at 2 a.m.
What's that?
Sleep. Okay. Nothing good happens after midnight. We're humans. We're always looking for ingenuitive, new type fatty things to fad, not like fat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To try, because we think we're going to get the miracle drug or miracle fix or something like that.
You mean drinking beer doesn't make girls flock to me and make my hair grow back and just make me look sexy overall?
No. And if you're a girl and you drink beer, you don't look like one of the girls in the beer commercials. It's all false advertising. It's marketing, and it's sicko. It's causing depression in our girls, and suicide rates are up, and that's okay. We've been ignoring science long before Fauci. We do.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you there.
Yeah, there's no quick fix. Mm-hmm. Exercise, eat healthy, you'll be okay.
Well, it's like my doctor says, lose weight, quit smoking.
Don't mention the third one.
No, she doesn't say that. She just says check your nuts for lumps, and it's
she does not say that.
Yeah, she does. If you lose weight, quit smoking. Check your nuts for lumps. That's her thing. So yeah, and it's like okay, two out of three ain't bad. You know?
I heard you the first time.
All right, we got a few minutes before our next break. Let's talk about the
going to the moon.
Yeah, we have the president of the Navajo Nation has asked NASA to delay a scheduled launch to the moon that could include human remains. They say they recently learned of the January 8 launch of the Vulcan Centaur, so this is quite outdated. Did this thing actually go off? I don't think so. The lander will carry some payloads from a company known to provide memorial services by shipping human cremated remains to the moon. And
why are we shipping human remains to the moon?
I don't know, because it's all they're all Star Trek fans or something.
It's another fad.
Another fad. But anyway, the Navajo Nation is like, well, you can't put human remains on the moon. It's quote tantamount to desecration, because I guess. They say it's a gross insensitivity to the beliefs of many Native Americans. NASA later apologized, and so I don't know. Do they worship the moon? Does the moon play a role in their religious exercises? I'm asking because I don't know. I'm not trying to be silly.
I mean, all things nature have value, as I understand it, in the Native American community. So the sun, the coyote, the moon, the wind,
and putting
the land,
human remains on the moon is a no bueno then. Because of that.
Well, right. Well, why do you need to inject your stuff into something else to impurify it or make it worse? Or, you know, why are we?
Well, it's from the Anglo-Saxon point of view, that could be, you know, it's the final resting place of people that have asked to have their remains deposited there. And for yeah, Matt, but it's
just,
like.
Just because somebody asked that and thinks it's novel and want to pay a bunch of money to do it, why? So we should do that just because they want to be the first person to say, oh, my ashes are on the moon.
I'm not going to tell someone how to spend their money, and it seems pretty harmless to me. But I suppose if it's something that plays a role in your religious expression, that, yeah, maybe you might be a little upset about that. Mm. So I thought it was interesting that they would say, you know, no, don't do this. And NASA's like, okay, we're going to research this some more. Yeah. And I thought it was very interesting.
So, well, I kind of agree with him. I know very little about Native American culture and their religion and stuff, but just from a purely common sense standpoint, why are we shipping human remains to the moon? Is there some kind of experiment you can do with that stuff, with chemicals or something? We're going to learn something about ourselves. If there's some scientific reason.
No, I think this is just extra money for NASA to, you know,
buy us again.
And who knows if
making
they're
money off of it.
And who knows if they're even going to put stuff in. You know, when we had our a cat cremated recently, I'm like, is the cat's ashes really in there, or did they go out in the back, scoop up a box of dirt, and just give us that? You know,
out the barbecue.
Yeah. right, exactly. Because what are you going to do? Open the box? You know, so you know they could be okay. Here's Grandpa's ashes. Please put them on the moon. Yeah, whatever. Thanks for your check. They chuck the box in the trash, and then we put him up there. Yeah,
he's up there.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Go and see? You're not going to visit and drop some flowers there. No one's going to know.
Can you do like Amazon and take a picture? Picture of the urn on the
delivered.
Moon.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. Does human ash match the dirt on the moon? Or so it's like, how would you even know? He's there.
He's there.
Yeah. Same color as the rest of it.
It's dark. my dad used to say, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a lot of sense to me that people want to do stuff just for the novelty of it. Doesn't mean it's good or healthy or benefits anyone,
mm-hmm.
other than your ego.
Yeah. Well, ego, it plays a big part of it.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got to take a break, and then we have the post-game wrap-up. I'm sure you'll both have some things to say about that. All right. Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott back with you on Radioslot.com, our final segment, post-game wrap-up. We got some business to do first. Who wants to read the...
Rising electricity prices are becoming increasingly insane, but you can regain control over your energy costs and make the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776. Get a complimentary consultation quote with no obligation. You still take advantage of the introductory deal for $1 a month for the first 6 months, and all you got to do is call 925-791-1776. Now, start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott with Ziggy. Tell them we referred you.
Yeah. That's a good read. All right.
Yeah.
It's a new year. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. Web page design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email jbjaybee@jbwebdesign.com. Refresh your website today. Don't forget to tell them Drake and Scott sent you.
Yeah.
All right, post-game wrap-up. Scott, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, post-game wrap-up brought to you by Related.
Now, what does that mean?
Everything's related.
Okay. Please to explain.
Well, everything's related to something. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you buy, it's all related to something. You're dealing with a company. Somebody's making money, usually. If you're going to take your remains and go put it somewhere, it's going to affect someone. How about we figure out that we're all related and there's other biases more than your own?
Wait, we're all related?
Yeah, we're all related.
Well... That's going to make things awkward with my wife, I guess, right?
Oh, goodness. Oh, no. When you talk, I listen. We're relating.
You know, when my wife and I first started dating, I told, I was born in Minnesota, yada, yada. Oh, I've got family in Minnesota, and they live here. Oh, my family live there. And we were like, oh, God, are we cousins? Oh, my gosh. So there was a moment where we were like, okay, we got to make sure this,
do some ancestry real quick.
So I'm sorry, Scott, were you being serious?
Yeah, a little bit, halfway. I don't know. Everything we do has an effect. Everything other people does has an effect. And that's something missing in our culture. We think that we can go online and or say something or sell something, and it's as long as we can and we like it, we get a benefit, then we don't care. We're doing things that are affecting other people more than we know.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you go back and think, like, how am I affecting those around me? How mm-hmm. am I affecting myself? And you put something in your body, there's going to be a relationship to something. It's going to relate. If it's healthy, you might get health out of it.
And if not,
you'll
get a stomachache.
You'll have a social media account for a short while.
That's right. It'll be going. Ziggy, any final thoughts?
Oh, boy.
he's trying to figure out how to relate to what I just said.
Yeah.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you both.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some family history with my wife just to make sure.
Okay. Just...
Ew.
Well,
ew.
You know, both of your smiles are kind of similar. And your foreheads kind of look, kind of got the same angle there. Yeah, I think you should do that.
We came from the same place. We're going to end up in the same place.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a downer.
Fat is beautiful, Brian.
Oh, really? Well, I don't think so. I mean, just speaking for myself. Yeah, because it's, you know, I need to, there was a, I don't have a lot of time to tell this one. There was a story in the UK where a fellow had a friend of his text him every day, you know, you fat F, and the fellow used that as motivation to, you know, lose weight and get to the gym. And I thought, I don't have any friends like that. I need to get friends that are going to text me nasty things like that.
You got it, buddy.
Oh, right on.
They were relating.